American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from my favorite place on this side of Reno. This is the Reverend Rory Dowd with the worst little podcast in the world. Hi. I'm joined by my good friend, Mr. Nick. Nick's not here. It's Chewy and Kim.
Hey.
Damn it. Where could Nick be? I don't care because we've got a great band here. They're so cute and cuddly. It's the Adorables.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Yeah.
You nailed the post.
Nick, you're not using your real name in this band either?
No, I'm Nick.
He's not here as my co-host.
I guess I'm going to be a guest, and I'm going to pipe down so you, Kim and you
Thank
can get
God.
More time, and I can be in the background.
Rad.
Really earn my money tonight.
Yeah.
Have you always used the salesman voice for the intro?
Nope, I just did that today.
Okay.
I usually go with the growl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
6 years in, we're trying to keep the podcast fresh.
Exactly. Right. next week, I might do the full-on belcher.
Oh,
I think we're 7 years.
Podcasting live.
That's the puker.
Oh, that's the puker. Pardon me. Which is the belcher? I just meant to say.
Wait, isn't Belcher the principal from some high school TV show?
227.
That's Belden.
Don't you mean your
principal Belden?
Think, what's that guy?
Belding, Mr. Belding from Saved
Belding.
By the Bell.
Saved by the Bell.
I know who you're thinking of. On Dynamite, the
Dynamite.
Well, there are lots. Of, I
Dawn
mean,
and Mike.
There
I'm
are
sorry,
lots of
will,
different
Jimmy Walker
kinds.
What's
of,
happening?
Of
Dynamite
of
oh, that
DJs.
That wasn't what's happening. That was a. That was
good
a side,
times.
Side
good
one.
Times.
They took place in the same universe.
The Grease Man.
Good
what's
times.
Happening? And
place
good
in the
times.
Same building.
Yeah.
Were you thinking?
And
of
Jimmy Walker did appear on both shows.
True.
But Rerun was just on a one.
Right.
Correct.
Rerun was the best one.
Rerun.
That was why you watched it.
Yeah.
Is he still alive?
No.
And to
I
learn
doubt
how
it.
To properly bootleg a live show. You do not carry in a full-size tape recorder strapped to your chest.
True that. True that. Like, people notice that sometimes.
Although that will get you a private song or two from the Goody Brothers? Doobie Brothers. Yeah. If you
Who
get caught.
The Goody Brothers?
I don't know.
Like, right, that's what I was thinking of.
The Smart Goody. And Tiny Brothers, the Mike and Ike Brothers.
The Good and Plenty Sisters.
Rory, were you thinking of the Grease Man? The DJ?
The Grease Man Cometh?
Never mind.
The Grease Man Cometh.
Rick, help me out.
How
about
the
You know about the Grease Man, right?
Fuck yeah.
I was speaking of different
I can't
types
do a good
of
Grease Man, but...
different types of DJ speakings and the simple labels given to them. The Grease Man, is, I believe that is actually somebody.
Here.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Yeah, he had a funny voice and he said racist
things. I was specifically speaking of different ways of saying words.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's
vocal inflection.
Indeed.
There's the puker.
And what was the one you were
it's
using?
Called speaking.
I meant to say the puker, but I said the belcher. I think Eric Forman's got a great example of that for us.
No kafabla, boy. Oh, that was a live no kafabla.
New one. New drop.
Well, hey, ladies and gentlemen, let's pull back the curtain and introduce our guests here now that they've all gotten on mic already. Starting from my left, Mr. Nick Ramirez.
Hi, everybody.
Eric Forman.
Hello.
And debuting his guitar skills for the first time on the internet, Mr. Right. Felix Danger.
Technically, we were on the mic well before you, but...
We've been on the mic for like really 45 minutes.
But I appreciate the friendly introduction, and I apologize.
But to the internet, they haven't heard that. All they hear is my voice first, because
right.
It's my show. I drive the bus.
Gotcha.
I drive this bus off the cliff every week.
Don't make me turn this show around.
I will drive this into the ground, God
Felix
damn it.
Felix is like, what is this
God, you know,
for?
Felix, you haven't been on in like 5 years.
I was prohibited for a year.
I certainly feel like it's the end of the last episode you were here, and I just want to kick you out already.
Yeah, you prohibited me for like a year.
Did I?
Yeah.
Great sponsor.
I was.
Nobody will talk
I
more
was
than me.
Drinking. I don't remember. It's nice to have you guys here.
Thanks for having us. Family show.
Yep.
Yeah. There we go. Hey, now it's real family.
I've been here many times. Who farted?
It smells like popcorn in here.
Jesus, there's so many of you in there. Why would somebody just let loose with one?
To just warm the hearts and minds of everybody.
Because we all heard it.
Did it squeak?
Yes. There
that was my glasses coming off.
Audible squeak.
It's glasses.
Now, what's it mean when your fart smells like a fish tank?
Wow.
You get to the doctor.
You'd spend too much time in an Asian grocery store.
Because catfish are natural cleaners of that sort of thing.
Really?
So eat more catfish.
Okay.
That's not true.
Get you like a live
no,
catfish?
Get, buy more true. Catfish, put them in a tank at your house,
not
and
only,
stick your butt in every night like a bidet. But
not
they,
only are catfish widely responsible for cleaning like fish tanks, right?
Yeah.
But they're bottom feeders, so like that's great for your ass, too.
Well, they're not going to eat your ass, though. They're going to be going through your system.
You'd know.
What if you just got a bunch of it? It'd be like pilot fish, or not pilot fish, but like those little fish and hippopotamus and stuff, and you just stick your butt in the fish tank, and
never,
they'd swim up and nibble, nibble, nibble.
I would
nibble.
Get anywhere near water that had a hippo in it.
What zoos are you going
those
to?
Those are the scariest fucking things in the water, dude.
A hippo?
Oh, yeah, they're quite dangerous. They're predatory animals.
I've seen, like, video of, like, an alligator that mistakenly, like, wandered a boot into, like, a group of hippos, and they
hippos will fuck you up, man.
Yeah.
I've seen a hippo chase down a speedboat trying to fucking kill it, and it almost caught it. Like, no. Hippos are bad. I would not put those in a fish tank, especially since it would probably be pissed off about how small that thing is.
How would you even get a hold of a hippo to do that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
In ancient
Egypt. You go to
the
zoo and just toss a fish tank to it and tell it to get in.
You got to raise it in there, right? Like you'd have to raise the hippo from pupa.
At some point.
Some kind of
they
hippo,
are not pupa.
Hippo larva.
That's not how that works.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine the caterpillar
they're adorable.
That would make that?
They're adorable in their larval state.
Yeah.
Totally
they just have those cute little heads and no legs, and they just... an inchworm around the land.
That's fucking adorable.
Yep.
Right up until they're in the water.
I think now Felix is going to look up how to raise a hippo.
No, actually,
domestic hippo.
Because Jess has almost got her PhD in
marine
microbiology.
Is she almost there yet? How much more longer do we got to wait before
spring.
We can see her again?
I think spring, and she'll be Dr.
She
Danger.
Could probably get you
serious?
A hippo.
Yeah, and so we're looking at, like, we're looking honestly at, like, where that could take us, because hopefully she'll be the one earning the money at that point. And and honestly, like, I haven't been earning money for the last year at least, I think, but... So we were looking at
while
Australia,
you're in school.
And Australia has like a big rheumatic heart disease problem, which is based on streptococcus.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So like strep throat can also give you rheumatic heart disease. It can also give you necrotizing fasciitis, the flesh-eating disease.
And
so,
her doctoring is
so what
in
does
like
that have to
viruses
do with
and shit,
anything
right?
at all.
So I'm gonna wind this back around real fast. We looked at Australia, and I was like, everything in Australia wants to either poison you or kill you,
right.
or eat you.
Right.
And then I saw wombats.
Mm-hmm.
And wombats are basically like a
pretty adorable
bear, dog, beaver kind of thing.
Yep.
That, like an overweight version of all three. And like even on the conservations where they're kept quote unquote wild, you've got like these conservation workers that just like pick up a wombat and throw them over their shoulder and just start walking around with them to put them somewhere else. So it's like
they're friendly and adorable.
Yeah. Like they're not only friendly and adorable, they're lazy like sloths. Evidently,
they don't have like
no, but
a poison
like
dart in their foot or
no.
And
I mean,
koalas.
Like, the front claws
tails
are pretty sharp.
That...
They are burrowers.
There are also
but evidently...
hundreds of miles of coastline in Australia that people aren't allowed to go.
Yeah, well, because there's like
what, the
like
man
eight
of
different.
War,
well, no, like
octopus.
Eight different ecosystems and like no, like a lot.
You'll
of,
fuck it up.
There's a lot of places in Australia that go nope, people out.
There's hundreds
fuck
of
you.
Miles that you can't go, but there's a million miles that you can.
True.
That'll kill you.
No, I meant it's great there because of that.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like,
I'm pretty
they
sure,
preserve
like, isn't that
their
where
natural
the crab that eats the bird, isn't that where that comes from?
sure.
What?
I don't
usually
know.
Way
I'm
more
just
up
agreeing.
On the internet.
But
than
somebody
me.
I talked to about Australia from Australia told me there's also a lot of racism and crack cocaine down there.
Yep.
It's, right, so one out of two ain't bad.
It's a lot like America, but different.
Yeah.
No, I know.
The
I know.
Toilets go the opposite direction.
Exactly. Yeah. Which is kind of creepy.
Fewer guns.
All I know is that that's one of the only countries that, like, you know, had, like, an actual vote to decide on what to call their money, and they almost called it the dollary-do. No, they've definitely got a good sense of humor about some things.
I think absolutely. We need to check that on Snopes.
I'm on it already. I was on it like 2 seconds before.
Listeners
you said
at home are feverishly Googling. Right.
Bunch of black people down there, Rick.
The
I think they're called Aborigines. Nick.
Well,
a couple black dudes in that shit, too.
More than a couple, bro.
The native population would be Aboriginal, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're close to some of the other Pacific Islands.
I think they like to be called but, you know, Aboriginal Americans.
The Brits sent a lot of prisoners there. So, frankly, there's people of all races because the British Empire imprisoned pretty much everyone at one point.
Well, yeah,
and
actually shuffled it around a lot. I was in Fiji, and half the population is Indian. Just because they.
You mean like American Indian? That's weird.
Yeah.
Why would they go all the way over there?
Shawnee.
Well, because we didn't leave them any space here in America. So.
They're like, we got to go somewhere else.
Have you ever heard of the Trail of Tears, dude?
Oklahoma. You got to go to Fiji.
From Dakota to Fiji.
In their canoes.
It's not funny, dude. All we shouldn't be laughing.
No,
sad.
It was Hindu.
It's not even true. It's.
Can we get a namaste then?
That's a really good idea. We have a namaste for this.
I actually
namaste.
Namaste. I said that a lot when I was in Fiji. There was a Diwali celebration that I took part in, which is Hindu, and so you're doing a lot of namastes. And
well, speaking of Hindus, or not Hindus, so celebrations and ceremonies and saying different things. Sawati kap.
Sawati to you.
That's Thai, Rick. You might have heard people say that yesterday.
Fuck yeah.
Or the other day.
We went to a Thai festival. I thought there'd be good weed there, but there wasn't any weed
was
at all.
Was there good food there?
We went to Temple Buddha Pradip. I mispronounced that, I think. Buddha Pradip.
Have you ever been at the library by Sparks High School off Audi, and you look across the street and there's one Christian church and then another church that looks like it's a Christian church, but they got funny writing on the side?
Yeah, it's Filipino or something.
That's
right?
Where we were.
No, it's Thai.
It's Thai.
It's a Thai Buddhist temple.
And so there's like Buddhist.
They
like,
had a river blessing ceremony yesterday.
Awesome.
They wear like orange hoodies.
Yeah,
with
the
robes.
Straight up like the monks as you'd expect in the orange.
I think there's a
couple of
Thai
more cute
Buddhist
too.
Temple out
can they date
over by the animal
dudes
too? And what is that?
I don't know
Valley?
What the rules are.
There could be my we went out there. My lovely wife and I, and our daughter and Rick and our good friend Kathy. And we had a great time, and there was a lot of stuff. My good friend Fiona Jane is on the board of directors over there, and she helped organize this River Blessing Festival.
Now, before you say that's nowhere near the river, they made their own river.
They literally, out of plywood and trash bags and a hose going around in a circle.
And so there's this like water thing, and, so the, and yeah.
Now
and
that you got river to, is blessed, but it no longer exists.
Probably.
That's pretty zen, man.
Yeah, that's
pretty
awesome.
Fucking awesome. But then they give you little floaty things and you
stop it, Felix.
Stop messing with the microphone. He's scraping something off of it with a pick.
You got schmutz on there, dude.
Oh, God. God only knows who.
It's the herpes, Mike.
Murder rocks. Who's that messy?
Well, that's not even at your mouth, so don't worry about it.
It's nowhere near you.
It's just staring at
you. And even if it was, like, infectious and bacterial, you just had your hands on it when you were, like, scraping with your pick, and now you're rubbing your pick with your hands. So, bang, you got strep.
Now I
got
to get it off my pick.
Now you're gonna have strep everything.
No, lick
that's
your fingers.
By the end of the show, it'll be in every orifice of Felix's body.
I wish he'd put his clothes back on.
So, just throwing this out there, dollary dues is actually a thing. Yeah.
Mm. I never doubted it.
Jesus.
I knew.
You think I didn't research where I might end up? I like the idea of being in a country where everything has like weird little names for it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, America doesn't have that shit.
No.
Yeah.
No, everybody tries to come up with cool names, whereas like in Australia, everybody comes up with the names that you think would be on like Mary Poppins or something like that.
Maybe they think that's...
Canada too.
Lame. Yeah. Or cool, conversely.
Well, it is cool.
Loonies, and
conversely.
Maybe they think it's like just Peel. Regular and our words are all like cool, whereas we
Brian
look at
Adams.
Their words and our words are regular and theirs are cool.
Cuts like a knife!
Like, it's just a matter
so
of perspective,
right.
Man.
Exactly.
This show's awesome. God, already a train wreck. Let's have some music. But oh, before the music, Rick, did you have a good time at the...
I had a fantastic time, and I got to watch Riku. So they give you the little flower things, and then you make a wish, and you light a candle, and you put it on the river, and then you see everybody's, like, flowery, lit, like, incense river things floating around.
Everybody's
and it's everybody's wishes.
Everybody's lit.
In Thailand, evidently, they do it in a river with, like, pieces of banana trees and actual candles, and they do it at nighttime, and it all floats down the river and looks really pretty.
Normal,
but
like,
it looked really cool in the afternoon.
Did we pray to them, bow to them? Kind of like worshiping the devil, don't you think?
No, honey. But
did Riku
like
it?
I'm worshiping the devil.
She had a great time.
There's also a lot of great food. If you want authentic Thai food, not made for like American audiences, at like
it
just,
is. Thai people making Thai food for Thai people.
Like, it's homemade stuff.
And you
stuff.
Can sneak in and get some.
$5 a plate. They do it every Sunday.
And when I would stand
up
there
with
my plate.
I want it spicy. They're like, oh, yeah, we'll fuck you up.
It was so fucking... Dude, that sausage was one of the weirdest tasting things I've ever had.
Because they cook it with noodles inside it.
It was fantastic. Mm. And it was just bizarre flavored. Like, I got to find out where they get that and get some.
But, go check it out sometime. It's fun.
All right, hold on. I got to put all this stuff away because...
You're gonna knock.
So
down
I got
all those
I got
beers.
Used to I got used to playing guitar in my office, and
your office is small.
Yeah, and I've got like, you know, like a very comfortable setup there though, with like a office chair and shit, and I can put my feet up. And
you need to like stand up
and
learn how to play standing
that's
up.
That's how I
son.
Play guitar now.
We're gonna wheel him out.
He's just gonna be in like
a hammock.
Mike looks like in the right position, right?
Fuck yeah. Chewie's on mic patrol.
I'll take a picture of this for you, Kim.
In your pants.
Okay, good.
Whoa. Rory's wearing pink pants, though, Rick.
You know what that means?
We were going to play a song, right?
I'm fashion forward. That's right. What it means.
Right. Indeed.
You're clashy is what you are.
You guys ready?
Let's play Here's Your Flag.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Tell me what's American today? What's the cause for alarm? Since when does standing up for what you believe cause so much harm? And what's it this about democracy? So that the barrel of a gun, it's time to sit down and shut up and don't stir shit up. Here's your flag, but the colors run. The colors run. So watch your mouth and tread carefully. And cause a badge will kill you for looking wrong. What's the point of our elections when they're fighting paid for everyone? So let's just drink another night away. I don't wanna think about who's on the way. They're saying, sit down and shut up or fuck your shit up. That ain't your flag, boy, you better run. You better run. We gotta try to help each other step forward, even when it's inconvenient and not rewarded. We're stronger when we care. So tell me what's American today? And should we raise the alarm? Since when does standing up for what you believe some kind of reason to hate someone? And what's it take to make democracy something better everyone. It's time to get up and stand up and make them sit up. Here's your flag, but the colors run. 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 The colors run.
Nice.
Fuck. So it's all like hardcore political stuff, right?
Yeah, we're a protest group, right?
Fuck.
Really?
No, I think don't we have a song?
Folk punk.
We got a song or two about being drunk. I can't get away from that shit.
Funk. But is it about being drunk because of politics?
No, I think it's just about being
it
drunk
is.
Because of being
I think,
drunk.
I think it's kind of
that's good. I can get into that.
We were kind of
but
born
none of the political
of,
shit, just the drinking.
Political's fine too.
Born out of last year's election, so that's kind of
that's true.
That's yeah, kind of feeding us like when we first got together.
I totally support your fascist liberal bureaucracy.
I do too.
As do I.
The children are our future.
Same. Oh, good Lord.
Because when the children cry, let them know we tried.
I have to poop.
That's typically why they're crying.
Yeah.
Yes.
That and listening to White Lion.
You're going to listen to it.
Yeah, I don't know. We're
explain the name here.
The Adorables, honestly,
because you're not.
It was like a placeholder for a long time, and like we tried to get serious about it, and honestly, it just
you're all ugly as sin. I mean,
no, aww, we're totally cool.
How dare you? Could cuddle with any of them.
We are absolutely.
We are quiet. Actually, this is coming out right now. We're furries.
Yeah,
you are all somewhat yes.
God.
Every time we tried to think of something that might be more serious or, you know,
the furries.
Cool or whatever, we just decided that like it just didn't sound better. We're I guess retarded enough that
yeah,
you can't Johnny
really
Corporate in
the
sellouts. I'm just trying to help you out here.
See, that's what I mean. Like we had ideas like that,
yeah,
but then it
yeah.
just sounded like we were trying to do more and. I don't know. I'm just happy to be like.
How's that
I'm
working
just happy
out
to
for
be
you?
Like
being
playing
clever
with Eric and Nick because,
mm-hmm. yeah,
you know, like they've been super patient with the fact that I've been like learning guitar, and
learning as you go.
Yeah,
you're doing a good job though.
Thank you.
I've heard Eric do backup vocals on a lot of different lead singers and YouTube.
He does
voices
lead vocals
sound
in some of our stuff.
Oh, too. I know, but I mean, think
you
about
guys
it.
Do
I've
so
heard
nice together,
everything band I've ever heard yeah. Eric in. He does at least a couple songs where he's backing up somebody else on the. And you him backing up you, that sounds really cool together. Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Right, Eric's all like smooth sounding and Felix more gravelly. It like the two sounds like caress around each other sexually.
Well, you know, like both Eric and Nick have done.
That's actually how we worked
shows,
on our sound together. Like
you know,
they okay, you take the higher no lower.
Spooning.
They cut they spoon while they sing.
Well, that's how you develop, you know, a sense of
yeah, teamwork.
Yeah,
exactly. I got you. It's a
we're a
chemistry.
Tight unit.
Sexual.
Well, like I understand, because like you know, in One Ton Dooley, Nick has spanked me quite often. To...
It's also how we develop lyrics, you know. Like
as
we
the
all
drummer.
We all line yeah, up yeah. spoon style, and
with one
we,
mic.
Well, you know, like we
bump, bump, bump.
We pull straws to see who's the sugar spoon,
and then
we just come up with lyrics
yes.
about the first thing that comes up.
Politics.
Yeah, it's usually
yeah,
politics for some reason.
Always thinking politics.
Yeah.
Pulling straws.
He's so tiny. Like, come in here so I can show you.
What?
What?
It's the weirdest sample from Riku.
Like,
I never get a chance
anything,
to play
just,
it.
And that was one that you had
trying
like
to embrace
say,
my
right?
fat kid, really. Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah. Every like Jess has learned how to make pastries and stuff. And
you can't really embrace an outer fat kid.
Well, yeah, you can. You just gotta stretch your arms.
Really,
you might need a seatbelt extender to do that.
You embrace
turkey
your
pants.
Leg. Just hug
if
their
you,
leg.
I guess if you know the kid.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't, so. Yeah, then you can't really just go around embracing fat kids.
You might get in trouble.
You can.
Unless you're a judge.
It's not good.
Even then, time will tell on that. You may not get away with that.
Well, it doesn't matter. You've still been a judge.
All right, all right, all right.
And then he got pulled, and then he like got reelected as a judge. And
I don't know.
Yeah, anyway.
Fuck that guy. Fuck that cat.
I don't know what you're
guess
talking
what he likes
about
high school
I don't know what we're talking about
girls.
Either.
Yeah.
He gets older.
I also liked high school girls when I was in high school.
Yeah. Yeah. I was dating 19-year-old dudes when I was in high school. So.
Now I look at like 25-year-olds and I'm like, just fucking grow up
what
already.
What the fuck, yeah.
You know? Like even 30-year-olds half the time. Tough. No offense, interns. I'm sure a couple of you guys are. Some of you are probably in that age set, and I apologize. I'm a 45-year-old grumpy son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I'm getting.
Can we play another song?
Yes.
Just to get out of this?
I'm with you, Nick. Thanks for piping up. Right, I was about ready.
We got to cheer up Papa over here.
Felix. Let's have two.
What is it?
So this next song is about being old. which is nice.
Grandpappy danger.
Good segue.
Yeah. All right. 2, 3. I set the world on fire, and it keeps me warm. We'll try to burn the pain away. Oh, and it lights my way. They're trying to get me home. But the devil's following me. Oh, I still got time. I don't wanna lose my time. But the candle's burning and the end is coming for me. I still got time. I don't wanna lose my time. Hell is realizing the time I hell is realizing the time I waste. But when a cold wind blows and those sparks begin to glow, someone's gonna get burned. Oh, and it's not about blame, but someone has to know. The devil keeps time for me. Time. I don't wanna lose my time, but the candle's burning and the end is coming for me. I still got time. I don't wanna lose my time. Hell is realizing the time I waste. Hell is realizing the time I waste. Cards they're dealt, and some will choose to fold. Play it close to the vest to win the hand. Oh, I just need enough fire to find my way back home, and I'll take the devil with me. Oh, I still got time. In the time I waste. So I figured we'd, you know, like do an upbeat number.
I'm gonna go shoot some heroin now. Fuck it.
Why not? Hell's real.
Did you say two?
Is that depressing?
No. No, I like it. I like it.
You know,
so it's a little heavy on the nostalgia low E string there, but yeah.
You know, I feel like as I've been getting into this, like definitely those minor weird chords and stuff like that all sound a lot better, but I still don't know an E chord from an F most of the time.
It's okay.
I'm just looking at my fingers and being like, I think that's supposed to be there now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It goes that's on the way these it's dots, supposed to be. And it goes in between these dots. And
well, and I noticed, there's like little dots on the side of my guitar, and I'm pretty sure those are important for something, but...
Well, they just tell you where the just dots are. Just remember which dot you're on. That's all.
I still haven't taken her advice, but Jen's Cafidi actually told me at one point that she had little like hints and notes written on top of the neck of the guitar to tell her like what to play and when.
I think seriously, I think you just made my nipples hard.
Yeah, I've seen her do that with like little stickies and right.
And I heard that Paul McCartney, when he was teaching Linda McCartney how to play piano, mm-hmm. like painted all the keys different colors. And so, like, recording session, he was like, it's in the key of green, love.
Yeah. Awesome.
Man, sounds like a high-maintenance-ass chick right there. I'm going to paint the keys for you.
I don't know. Was that the one with one leg?
No. Okay. It was the one he loved.
Oh, right. Okay.
Are you sure?
So you mean John?
His second wife after John.
He doesn't love Linda. His wife now?
I don't know if he has a wife now. He probably just bangs chicks, dude.
You think? He got burned last time. Girl, yeah.
I believe he did remarry after Linda's death.
Yeah, but then he wrote
and
shit
I believe
like
you are right.
Song?
She does have one leg because she's a fashion designer. And only indeed. One leg.
Drummer from Def Leppard only
I thought
has
the
one
legged
arm.
Girl, like, yeah, she.
And you know what? Like, props to that guy for keeping on. You know, like, I get, like, that's like something that I would not have done. I would not have been like, yeah, I'm going to go back to playing drums. But I do have to say that their music slowed down a lot after that.
Welcome to the Felix Tangential Circus. You can mention a throwaway comment and Felix will put it front and center.
Is that what tangential means?
It means distantly related.
Okay.
To go off at a tangent.
Oh, tangential. Got it. That makes sense to me now.
Yeah.
I'm learning.
It's how I live.
I learn a lot from this show.
The more you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One to grow on.
And then you
knowing is half the battle.
You only have to forgive somebody
power.
77 times.
Yo, Joe!
Oh, and I just, Rick, I just,
before you punch him.
Oh, no, I got more of this.
But was that?
Oh God, he's just playing it back. Like I was watching you giggle.
But so was that? I interrupted Rick at one point.
You just did that again. But you were. It was a good place to talk.
Now I did it intentionally. Yeah. This awkward pause brought to you by Felix Danger.
Yay!
Shit! Now I got to bring beer for the sponsorship.
Old school.
Felix likes to drink.
Oh, that's an old school soundbite.
Wow. Memories.
This Christmas we'll have her say, Felix liked to drink.
Why is Uncle Felix sleeping again?
Memories.
Yeah, now she's like a teenager.
Something I will never have.
It's like, why is Uncle Felix awake all the time now?
You know, it's funny. It's funny. Like a lot of those uncle like things that could have been t-shirts for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Like
really got creepy in the last 6 weeks?
No, but like there was don't ever listen to what Uncle Felix says.
Yeah.
Because Felix likes to drink. Don't stand too close to Uncle Felix when he's drinking.
Why is Uncle Felix sleeping?
Uncle Felix sleeping again?
Yeah. I threw whiskey on the fire in front of a couple of kids and like saw him climb over their dad to get away from that fireball.
Man,
was that a literal fireball or were you...
we were camping? Like it was a literal
in that room.
Thing. This should be like a
you know, like those
inspiration
sounds?
Poster.
Hey, two kids climbing over their dad.
Felix Danger bringing fathers and children together
through fire.
Well, you know,
abject fear.
I've long since decided I will never have children. You've
rarely been on the babysitting list with Riku. your wife, only by proxy because your wife is on the babysitting list.
I've like hung out when it's like gone to get her Italian sodas or something. But like, my whole deal is to like try and convince her that like she's a witch or something like that. And
fuck you.
It almost worked though. I really had her like
she
nervous.
Well, she lives in a really rich fantasy world, so it's not like You're not really bragging about
that
much.
That should be
there.
Nurtured. That should be nurtured. Like, she should wind up.
Yes, but at a certain point, she has to learn how to, say, interact with the other, you know, children.
I'm tripping balls. Other...
No, dude. Do you think, like, Basquiat interacted with the other children?
Yeah.
Yeah, at a certain point.
Yeah. Basquiat did heroin, made great art, and then died.
Get your kid. Was he doing heroin in the sixth grade?
I don't want her to become
Basquiat. I don't
want to
say yes or no, like, specifically on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, true. Okay, you got a good point there.
Somebody look at that up on Snopes.
Yeah, and I don't think, like, Jackson Pollock learned how to get along well with others at any point in his life.
No, he's playing with his own poo.
He's actually being funded by the U.S. government.
That's where you wind up with jet airliners.
Was he part of the Works Project?
No. Okay, so he was a part of there.
History lesson.
Jackson Pollock.
Jackson Pollock did receive funds from a number of different groups who provided him with grants. One of them was a modern art foundation of some sort that was directly set up and founded by the CIA in order to have this abstract, non-linear, crazy art stuff directly to combat the Russians' very heavy-handed literal interpretation and blocky box stuff.
Well, I mean,
Jackson Pollock was literally part of a CIA war propaganda effort against the Russians, and without such patronage, he might not have achieved the success that he did.
That's unusual, because I really like Jackson Pollock's work, but I also really love Russian propaganda posters.
Well, exactly. It's a great era for
art.
Yeah. That, like, right? Really. That,
it's like every fetus album cover. Where
would KMFMDM be, or KMFDM be without them?
Yeah, right. KMFDM too, totally.
Or Shepard Fairey, dude.
Does that mean J.G. Thirlwell might have been supported by the KGB? To combat Jackson Pollock works?
I think it was just like David Bowie, where he just loved the fashion.
No, Thirlwell just hated.
You know, let's not
he loved hating.
Quack, quack, quack.
That shit's for commies.
That's damn right.
I have
Jerry.
To agree with myself on that.
Yeah. Well, I'm a socialist, so that's fine. I don't dislike commies per se. Not as much as I dislike
Russians?
Capitalists.
Do you dislike Russians?
An anarchist will sell you out every time.
Do I dislike Russians? No, the average Russian is actually a pretty decent person. They're just, you know.
There you go.
The average anybody is a decent person. It's the people with money who are dicks.
The oligarchs. Down with the, I don't know, something.
Do you have a song about that?
Yes, corporations we do, but that's later.
Oh.
I got to go, guys.
Oh, dude.
Oh,
fuck, it's chewy time
it
to
really
go.
Chewy yep. time?
What time is it?
8:05.
There's a basketball game we got to get to.
Can they play? Can you listen to one song?
All right, yeah. We'll do one more song.
Yeah, okay.
What is it?
Do you want to do
Find My Way?
Well,
you guys can play as many songs as you want. I just got to go.
Oh, yeah. All right, this is about getting drunk.
Fuck it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Find my way back home.
jester, I'll be a clown. But if you cross that line, well, I'm drunk enough this time, and I swear I'll be the first to take you down. I don't need you to kick my ass. I do plenty well on my own. You can beat me down, throw me out. I'll still find my way back home. I don't need you to kick my ass. I do plenty well.
Hell yeah.
Sweet. Nice little road song there. Yeah.
Right on.
Glad I stayed.
Cool. Have a good time at the basketball
game.
It's
nice to see all you guys.
Good to see you.
You too.
Go Pack.
Right. You going to be here next week?
Go Neighbor.
Yeah, I'll be here next week.
Cool.
Yeah, I'll see you in the neighborhood.
All right.
Whatever.
Like, everybody's moving into our neighborhood too.
It seems like it.
I think so. Who's yeah, like somebody else.
People are moving into our neighborhood.
Rhiannon Box and Paul just moved up there.
Oh, yeah. Right on. The about to be wed.
Same neighborhood?
Yeah.
Same general block or
like
what?
Like within two blocks. Two blocks.
Really?
Yeah, Zach and Cheyenne.
Their address is...
Yeah. Well, no, and those houses are all old enough that our friends can finally be in them.
Right.
But they're expensive as fuck now.
Well, I didn't buy mine. I'm just...
The house next to me just rented for $1,600 for a house that's half the size of mine. Like, that's the same as yours.
Christ.
Wow. Maybe even...
Well, don't tell that to my landlord.
Just because Californians are moving here doesn't mean we can all afford California rent, assholes.
Yep.
Yeah,
I'm busy, still working casinos.
Fucking up our house, like, you know, we put like a shelf in the front window, and just so that we can like stack.
You mean like you broke it with the shelf?
No,
like
we
just like threw a shelf through the front window.
I've done that.
Yeah.
We've got like 60 plants from a friend who was like an agricultural master's thesis.
That's a lot of weed, Felix.
No, it wasn't weed.
Oh,
it's like spider plants and fucking
I have one of your spider plants.
Yeah,
walrus.
Did you smoke it?
Yeah, exactly. It's all that weird shit. And so, like, yeah, we needed some space to put them. So instead, we just created a shelf in the front window. So now it does kind of look like a grow house from the outside. I'm expecting the police to drive by any time.
I walk around that block a lot, and I never notice your house look like a grow house.
It's like since last night.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then. Yeah.
I was building that thing until like 8 o'clock last night.
Awesome. All right.
Well, have a good time.
Later, guys.
Yeah.
Later, Chewie.
Want to do another double?
That guy's such a dick.
What, like
hey, Rick,
a shot
you
or?
Can go ahead and just use those drops to fill the rest of my part of the show in.
Oh, you're still here.
Jack
Shit.
Off to him, please.
You didn't hear yourself either.
He doesn't have his headphones on, but that was
he got tasered by the police for not holding still when they told us.
It's like he doesn't even have to be here.
So he does
amazing.
For fun. He does it. Like, we've had whole episodes with him as a co-host, and he's been in Winnemucca.
That's brilliant. That's the fucking miracle of technology.
Right. Theater of the mind.
No, theater of the colon.
Digital mind.
Colon.
Oh.
No.
Sphincter.
Huh.
Is the
well,
cool
no,
word.
I figured, you know, like
is
there's
the
a
cool
lot of
word of 1987.
There's a lot of technology involved in the colon, I think, nowadays, right?
It's just two dots, one above the other.
Oh, I was thinking the semicolon.
Right.
Oh, and I was thinking I have a friend who recently got a colostomy bag.
Ooh. Oh,
and it was awesome.
That's not fun.
I had a friend who recently had his colon perforated by two bullets.
Wow.
This is in St. Louis. There's a carjacking. He just posted something today, and it happened like a week ago.
Like, the sort of overarching statement there is not that he had his colon pierced by two bullets. It's that he got shot twice. And his car got taken.
No, his car did not get taken.
Oh, he fucking stood up for his car and got shot twice.
Yeah, and then they ran off in a panic without taking his car.
Good. Well, good for him.
Yeah. Actually, yeah.
Well,
not dead, though.
And I love my car, but I don't think I'd take a bullet.
Good buddy from college. I'm really happy.
Yeah, but, you know, like, if you don't stand up to that sort of thing, right, then you'll be alive, but carless.
That's what insurance is for.
No, or you'll be dead and carless.
Yeah, so, they still might have shot him anyway. This isn't St. Louis. They might have shot him anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Shaw neighborhood. But the cool part about the story was, though, that a number of neighbors came out and helped.
Shot
like,
him again.
Yeah. Kicked him in the head and teabagged him. No.
Took his ribs. Like, hey, guys, you didn't finish him off.
They performed life-saving measures until the ambulance got there. And, well, that's why he was able to post on it on Facebook today. And it's gnarly looking. His scar is rad. And it's not a scar yet.
It's kind of a sad commentary, though. That, like, the first thing he did was post about it on Facebook.
Yeah. Oh, it's not the first thing he did. It's been a week. Okay. like, it's been some time.
The way you described it,
where's
like,
my
they
phone?
Performed life-saving procedures, and then he posted to Facebook.
No. That would be me.
Just got my ass shot twice.
That's what would happen if it was me. Let's be honest.
You know what's funny is I've tried to kill my Facebook twice at this point, and like you can tell it, like, shut it down, kill it, destroy it. And it's like, okay, we are turning all of this off. And then, like, somewhere along the line, I go to buy a pair of glasses or something like that. And it's like, we don't know who you are. Do you want to log in with Facebook again? And I'm like, fuck, did I do that? So then you do it, and it restarts your
whole
entire
Facebook.
Fucking thing.
Yeah.
So then I had to, like, email that company and be like, hey, is there a way we can turn this around, really? Like, I don't ever want to have to log in with Facebook again. They're like, yeah, you know, send us some details about yourself, you know, like a...
Hi, wait, what do you like to do on the weekend?
Where do you live? What time
put
do you
put us
work?
On your mailing list.
What color underwear are you wearing right now?
Send us pictures of your dogs.
But it's really hard to, like, kill that thing
dead. I just
want
some glasses.
Yeah.
And at this point, like, I'm not even worried about the photos.
You could give access to your page to me, and we'll treat it as if you died and create a giant memorial to Felix. And I would be the curator. Like, no, this is a real new thing. You can assign your friends to be the curators of your page should you get locked out of it or die.
Do you have to?
You set me as yours, Nick. What are you going, oh?
Oh yeah, does he, you and Marty. Well, yeah, you and Marty are my.
Yeah,
you curate his Facebook.
Well, no, it's if he is unable to get into his Facebook account, they will use me as a proxy authentication.
It's like the Miss America runner up. In the event that Miss America cannot fulfill her,
I think Daisy got one of those from Margie.
That's
like,
so
like
fucking
a request
weird.
For that.
It is so valuable now. Well, that you need a
somebody else to be able to have access.
Contact for
you should
your
be
Facebook.
Flattered, Roy.
I am.
Consider you one of my best friends.
All right, thank you, sir.
Well, you my friends who have died. You go to their
you
Facebook
were my,
page.
You were my second best man.
They still have Facebook pages.
We'll take it.
Yeah, well, and typically somebody is running that shit.
And
right?
Well, no, and somebody's always recently posted like, "I still miss you. I still think about you every day." It's always like people posting
now,
on
no,
the,
check
the page,
check
stuff
out
like
this.
That.
By
if there
I
is
think,
an afterlife, do you think they're really checking Facebook?
By 2020, right. Based on sheer like numbers and how life works, there will be more accounts for dead people on Facebook than living people, even if every person in the world had a Facebook account.
You know, right. As so, Rory was saying that, did you all feel the same thing I did? That what he's saying, I don't know what it is yet, but it's going to be bullshit.
It sounds like bullshit.
It sounded like
no,
bullshit
there,
so hard.
There is a graph out there of
like, Rory
this.
Just made this up.
Do you know what I think we should do in order to just completely fuck with like the entire monetization of what's happened there? Everybody join Second Life. And Facebook will, like, their jaws will just hit the floor and they'll be like, wait a minute. No, we killed, we're pretty sure we killed that company.
Should everybody join up with that? Their boxy avatars.
Make Second Life the
it's
most,
like N64.
The most fucking
Facebook.
Popular social media in the world. And like, that dude that invented it, like Lyndon, will just be like standing there shocked every day and being like, I don't know what happened. Like, I could have swore we were done. And Facebook, yeah. Like, they would lose their goddamn minds.
I read an article yesterday, actually, about Second Life. There's still something like 600,000.
800,000. I read the same article.
Is it 800,000 users?
That's the size of a small city.
Yeah.
It's bigger than Reno.
Was that the Atlantic or the Politico?
Okay.
All right. Everybody listening to the show, think about that. Second Life is bigger than Reno.
Wow.
That's not entirely
surprising.
Yeah,
they had, I think at their peak, they had like 1.5 million users or something like that.
And then Facebook happened.
Yeah.
So that's why we should totally turn it around. And just shock the hell out of everybody at Facebook. They'd be jumping out of windows like Black Friday.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be hilarious. I mean, not the jumping out of windows, but.
Well, that might be a little bit hilarious, especially if they post it on the way down.
Mm, oh.
I'm sorry. Gallows humor.
That's great.
Okay, no. All right. This is like a real thing on like Quora.
Quora. What is Quora?
It's an answer website.
Oh, okay.
We won't go into it now, but yeah.
It's
eventually there will be more dead profiles on Facebook than live ones.
Well, of course, eventually.
I think
in a very short eventually.
I think a really good friend would, you know, do the whole memoriam thing, but your best friend would keep posting as you
right.
Yeah. Just keep going. Today I had the best taco ever.
Scrub it.
Help me, I'm trapped in this dimension. I don't know where I am.
I will totally pose as my wife upon her death.
Your
absolutely.
Best friend would scrub that shit and just be like, oh man, did you really say that dumb shit like when this account first started? No, we're going to just delete that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All the passive aggressive stuff. Damn, I wish my friend would like show up and pick me up for this party, but evidently he's not here. And people are like, why are you doing this on Facebook instead of calling your friend? Because I want to be passive aggressive and internety.
It would be really fun if you, the person who was saying that, was actually a dead account.
And then
how comes
like,
nobody picked me up to come to the party? I'm waiting.
Yeah. And then somebody's like, dead. Hey, are you okay? I'm fine. It's private. Really? Because you just posted it to like 10,000 people.
Dude, so after Nick passes, can Rory post? It's so cold and dark in here.
Totally. Yeah, it'll be like Stranger Things.
Sure. Hey, guys, having a good time playing bass. Can't see anything, but I'm pretty sure this is a bass, not my intestines.
It's a bass made of your intestines.
Who turned out the lights?
In the upside
hey,
down.
Who turned out the lights?
Sorry. Being a nerd over here.
Yeah, a little
Doctor
Who. Maybe
I should change from Roy to my wife. Yeah.
Hey, no, I'm the executor of my parents' will. It's fine.
I think if you run mine when I'm dead,
it'd be excellent.
I'll get posts all the time. My wife barely uses that thing.
you know what's funny though is I don't think anybody has had me down as the curator of anything for them. Like I don't think I've been elected to.
I would curate. I would let you be the curator of the museum about me upon my death.
Well, being Rory,
awesome.
Being Rory's shoebox of memories. Welcome to this tiny room.
Yeah, being Rory's best.
I can do that for like
shut the fuck
40,
up, Foreman.
$47. Be a shelf of chapbooks and a couple of broken video game remote controls.
My microphones.
Yes.
Yes.
Have you thrown those as well?
No.
Okay. Well, I'd be selling those in order to upkeep your museum.
This is a reenactment of Rory throwing a drink on his girlfriend but hitting Eric Foreman. There we go.
Yeah, right.
This
over
is, you know, this is what happens when we all know each other.
Yeah, it people just turns into make fun of Rory time.
The listeners.
It's
like
more fun when it's like 20-year-old kids who've never met me and think I've actually done something with my life. It's way better.
Hey, speaking of which, have the interns figured that out yet?
What?
That he hasn't done anything with his life.
No, I tell them that off mic all the time. Not okay. To do it. Don't be like me.
Okay.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Get a degree in education and liberal arts.
In poetry.
Yeah.
Yep. Thanks, guys. Appreciate the support for my life choices.
Oh, it's all
thanks
I
a
love.
Lot.
It's all right. I'm getting a degree in design, and it's not like there's not.
Oh, wait. Who in the room owns a house?
7 million designers out there right now.
Oh, me? Okay. Yeah, I did that.
Yeah, you did. I owned a house at one point, and it was before yours.
I think Chewbacca
I also
does.
Had the first foreclosure.
That's a milestone.
And the first divorce.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the second.
I'm working on that right now.
This is getting sad.
I know. Guys, this is a bummer. Come on.
Roy and I are just going to pass around the bottle now.
Hour 45, they're still crying.
All right, well, we could do another song, but I got to say, it's called Silence, and it's probably...
Let's do a double up. Let's do the Eyes of Death.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a poppy.
Eyes
that's
of
a
Death
poppy
and
tune.
Then Silence.
Jesus Christ.
Listen to these fucking titles.
Yeah. We're all
well,
dying.
Well, this is a cover. This is a cover.
Oh, okay.
By Off With Their Heads.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I've been to hell with no plans for return. I've seen things that make your eyes burn. I've seen the eyes of death through a loved one dying. And once you've seen this, you were never the same. Takes what was once good and turns it to pain. All you got left is a turn to the ones around you. Without you, yeah, without you. I never thought I'd ever be with anyone again. Able to sleep through the night. I can't stop shaking, nothing feels right. I said I'd come to terms, I guess I was lying. I don't know what I'm supposed to be, and the weight of the world is pushing me off the edge. It's a constant feeling of a body falling. But I found you, yeah, I found you. Please wait for me, I gotta fix this on my own.
I don't know
what I'm supposed to do. Cause I've lost all hope inside. I'm shattered through and through. When you're
all alone
at night, you fall asleep with me in mind. It helps. I hope that you do. Problems that never go away. My solution, run away every day. If I stay in one place, it'll catch up to me. Pop down and you'll see who I really am. And I don't want the headaches and pain and the problems that drain. Any good that could come from a life like this, please forgive me, because I don't know, what I'm supposed to do. Cause I've lost all hope inside. I'm shattered through and through.
I think the alcohol is starting to take.
That was fun, though.
Well, let's get another one in. Right away.
All right.
Okay.
Like it's a ready? Show.
This one's original.
Silence.
What is it?
Silence.
Right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Silence is a dead man. Walking in a suit. It's the sound of your own money as it strangles you. And the devils can be heard marching through the boardroom halls. It's not based upon your view. It's not a case of convincing that the starving need their food. And if you change how you're reasoning, then you learn to see that nothing can hold back a people. Justice is what they need. Yeah.
watch the revolution grow. Pull the nails from our own coffins. If we can see past our own nose. And the devils push our backs against the bullet-riddled walls. Tell us to go drown our sorrows in the shopping malls. But don't you see, there's no stopping a people with a cause.
Super happy. I feel uplifted.
Yeah. Well, you know,
So what's in store for the Adorables?
We talked about electricity in the very near future.
And drums, yes. And we'll add another member for bass, and I might do the drums.
Yeah.
Oh my! It's nice hearing you play bass again, Nikki.
Thanks.
You're not doing it anywhere right now.
No, just the Adorables, and sometimes you are, with the
I like
universe.
Watching you play bass, because then I'm like, oh, I could do that, and I could do that.
Yeah, because you're playing bass now with One Ton Dooley.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We got a show band, coming up on November 22nd.
Now. Nick is in five bands now, right?
Three. The Adorables, One Ton Dooley, Roxy Collie. Sometimes the Lazy Universe,
yeah,
and sometimes myself, but
okay,
I did very rarely on the last two.
No, he's been really focusing on the Dooley and the Collie lately. Yeah. I mean, I guess with the Adorables here, but that's been largely secret.
You know, we don't push too hard.
We're 1 year old, and this is how far we've gotten.
This is our 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, and you are going to be playing at the Mary Anarchy.
Our second show. Our first show was the Mary Anarchy springtime.
We're not too frequent either.
Twice a year.
That's how One Ton Dooley got started. Mary Anarchy, then a Mary Anarchy, then a show. Yeah.
A lot of folks do that.
Yeah, that's like how Big Remote started.
Test out bands.
Yeah. It was just on a T-shirt, it says Eric and Steve. But it turned into Big Remote.
Well, Spike and Jackson
turned
into One Ton Dooley.
That's right. Anarchy is a magic-making event.
It's a crucible.
Yeah.
A crèche.
You mean pot. Like it sets people on fire?
Yes. Okay. It's like a goulash.
It tests them and tries them.
Now certainly I'm has injured them. A number. Like you took a dive.
Yeah, I'm about the only person I can think of that got injured in Mary Anarchy.
No, I chipped a tooth there before, and
okay.
Was Agent Orange part of Mary Anarchy that one time?
No.
Okay.
No.
I took a stage dive, and there was no one there.
Yeah.
That's kind of like what happened to me, except I tripped instead of diving.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, I'm sure, in my mind,
was that a foot off
everyone
the ground?
Was there
on the stage?
Like, yeah, the little 12 inch riser there. Yeah.
Yeah. From my point of view, still. I'm sure like everybody was ready to catch me, but it was one of those moments, and
they probably were standing there and then all sidestepped out of the way to just enough room for your body to hit the floor.
I wouldn't even blame them. You know, like, that's just how it goes.
Look at that big fat ginger! Oh my god, he's drunk! Get out of the way!
Quick move, we're all too old for this.
Quick move, we're all like young and breakable.
That's the hardest thing for me now, is like trying to get out to see shows, and I really want to more.
Yeah.
But like I've had to sort of like deal with the fact that there are definitely days where I'll come home and I'll be like, you know, I would totally go to the show. It's a band I want to see. It's fucking at a cool venue, but I've taken off my shoes.
Yes, that's what.
And once my shoes are off for the night, they just don't go back on.
Yeah,
especially those.
Because your feet Doc swell Martin. Up and you can't get them back in.
Freedom for the toes. Man.
12 laces. How many holes are in those boots?
These are 8-hole docks. No, they're 8-hole docks.
Now that I've quit smoking cigarettes, you can barely convince me to like leave the house to go outside. Once the shoes are off,
right,
and it's cold.
Well, and I've started.
I used to go out all the time to have cigarettes. But
cutting down on the drinking and smoking more weed.
Hey.
In a means of like trying to be healthier, and still fucked up in some fashion or another. And it's mostly working, but there have definitely been days where I'm just like, the input gets too strong, and I'm like, I just need to go like put my face down on a pillow for 2 hours, so I'll be okay.
Just do it on your side of your face.
No, see, that's the thing. Like, I gotta like block out every
sensory deprivation kind of thing. Yeah.
But I'm getting better.
No, you need those those little like 50 Shades of Grey. Eye blinds, those blindfolds.
They have brand name eye blinds now?
Yeah, you don't really need the 50 Shades of Grey one, but get a sleeping mask.
Okay.
That actually helps with that.
Some
of them will come with like a little sand or rice inside to put a little weight right over your eyeballs. It's actually quite nice.
You don't want the lavender? I've heard that's very relaxing.
I like the chloroform.
Oh.
Puts that me right to sleep.
Just dip it once.
The ether. Yeah, come sniff my ether rag.
Good night. Ether psychosis is a thing, though, isn't it?
Yes.
We were talking about meth psychosis earlier.
Which one of you guys got the meth?
Fresh out. Are you guys going to record any of these songs?
I think we just did.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
the whole time.
We are actually going to block off those parts. You can't. Put that on the podcast at all.
I'll just play like a test tone over all of the songs.
I don't know.
The following portion of the recording has been redacted.
I figured we took like the practice runs we were doing earlier and like somehow mixed them with those. We'd probably get like a decent song out of the whole thing.
Too bad nobody's going to take the time to do that.
Talking about pre-recordings.
Damn it.
The engineer.
No, that's what we pay you
gives
for.
You what it is.
That's the part where you make the money. We come in and we go, yeah, can you fix this part right here?
No, and it's the joy of what you guys really are.
Yeah.
It's true.
That's raw. Right. And at one point...
Do you know what you are?
We considered ourselves...
Mortal Kombat!
Schloppy. S-C-H-L-O-P-P-Y.
Schloppy?
Schloppy.
Schloppy Rock.
That was almost
Schloppy
a band
Rock.
Name. That was almost a band name.
It's not bad.
But this way it's too like, close to Schlong.
And when they,
and once we get sued by other people, we'll probably have that.
You know,
name,
being close to Schlong isn't that bad.
Schlong.
It's close to Schlody too. Which
Schlody.
Is, that's how the beers are when you carry them in your backpack.
The beers are Schlody and the music Schloppy.
Yeah,
that's how we likes it.
Yeah,
but now things are going to be fucked up, and people will be all, "Oh, they're so adorable. They're so adorable."
If you could put like that Snapchat filter on the photos that you took of us today, just like make us like
is that little, the ones that like give little, you like little dog nose and stuff like that?
Yeah. I don't know how to Snapchat, guys.
I don't.
I'm
even
too old for that. I never.
I don't know what it is.
You can only Snapchat live. You can't
edit.
Can't like add that shit.
No, it has to be
is like, that
like live.
An Instagram thing.
I'll put a nice Instagram glow on you guys. How about that?
Can we find middle school girls later. To do this for us?
Right?
Can we make their MySpaces blow up?
You know what? I'm pretty sure I still have one of those.
Still have one. Yeah. They archived all your shit. If you still have a MySpace.
That's crazy.
If you never deactivated your MySpace, you just go in and log in with your old email or whatever.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's a lot like the Facebook and the shit like that, too. Like, really, you can't delete it.
No,
you can
you
only,
can't.
Like, turn
it's
it off.
It's just there.
Yeah, because they own it.
Yep.
They own your image forever.
Well, and don't they own like everything you post on there at one point? They were like, yeah, we retain copyright to anything you post on here. And you're like, that's my fucking artwork, asshole.
Yeah.
But maybe not. I don't know. Second Life, though.
Yeah. Let's bring it back.
Second Life is giving any members complete copyright control of anything they create there.
Oh, cool.
How do we know Reno's not actually Second Life?
It might be. I've seen we're the polygons.
I'm gonna have to check this computer stuff out. One of these
days.
That
was some behind the scenes ass shit right there.
Look behind the curtain.
Sorry, I'm sending embarrassing pictures of you guys to Kim right
now. Nice, I'm getting them right now.
Yeah.
How is it embarrassing?
They're not that embarrassing.
Sitting here.
No, you
staring.
Just look.
Oh my God, yes.
You look really stupid, is all.
These are what we're using. Yep. This is what you guys get for me not being in there.
Okay.
You
all
left
right.
It up to
here's
Rory.
Another one.
You can come back in here now.
Oh, the
foreman. Like,
foreman's going to look great.
Probably, like, do you guys still do that
Nick.
Quiz shit?
Nick, come here. Get it. No, Nick's hiding behind the microphone,
I
so I can't
wanna.
Put a filter on his face.
Rick, let me ask you, how does this sound in there? Is it just
chaos?
Just a train wreck.
No, this is fucking great. It's just amazing radio. So, yeah. Really, I don't know why nobody pays for this.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, let's have a couple more songs. And we're not doing a quiz. You guys are taking quizzes here.
That's a good idea. I was just going to suggest that.
And yeah.
Let's do a couple songs to get out of here.
I've taken the quiz five times now, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think you all have. Right
now? You guys have written questions on it, I think, at some point.
Yeah.
This is the corporate one, right?
Situation.
1, 2, 3, 4.
This situation is getting out of control. Disintegration of this town as a whole. I know that's good enough for you, but the rent is too damn high. Another cog in a wheel who sees there's nowhere for me to shine. Feeling like a foe is being drowned, knocking the little guy out of town. Fuck off and die, you piece of shit corporate. Clowns, get the fuck out of town. This operation won't cure what has us all run down. Disintegration of another suit that's not around. Giving up, or maybe just burn out. Feeling like a stain down on the floor. Nothing seems to mend the broken house. We're just staying in the front door. They've tried every chopper fix, and it just seems to help the rich. Fuck off and die, you piece of shit corporate. Clowns, get the fuck out of town.
So you think you control our minds? Hey, hey, think twice.
So you think you control our lives?
Hey, hey, think twice.
So you think you control our minds?
Hey, hey, think twice.
So you think you control our lives?
Fuck
off and die, you piece of shit corporate. Clowns, get the fuck out of town. This violation won't cure what has us all run down. TV sedation to keep your mind from working out. That the only ones who seem to thrive didn't even wait for you to start, and even managed to succeed. Someone's tearing it apart. We've tried every type of fix, and it just seems to help the rich. Fuck off and die, you piece of shit corporate. Clowns, get the fuck out of town.
Brought to you by Tesla. Saving the planet while we ruin Reno.
It's a little song for Midtown.
Yeah.
Enjoy your Keurig.
Yeah, that's some stupid fucking shit going on right there.
But at the same time, they're helping the environment.
I think it's no, because I bet you it's all the same people that burnt the Kaepernick shirts. And
true, but Keurigs are really horrible.
We can't speculate these things. You gotta.
Keurig actually got to the point where they were creating biodegradable coffee cup.
Yeah,
little cuppy things.
Try buying one of those. Go find that on the shelf at the store.
It's a Safeway.
So why are pedophile apologists, right? Is that what's going on? They're like,
oh, that Roy,
the Hannity thing? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. And they're destroying. Okay, oh, yeah, Keurig pulled its support from Hannity because Hannity supports more. So conservatives, alt-righters are destroying their Keurig machines on videos.
It's like Christian conservatives.
Yeah.
Which is even weirder.
But they're not real Christians, though.
They think that.
They think they are.
I don't know, man. Like, at some point, we have to establish that, like, the majority of a particular group becomes that group, right?
And this is not what that song's about.
Just because I say, hey, I'm Nick Ramirez, and I'm Russian, doesn't make me a fucking Russian.
But if enough Nick Ramirez's said they were Russian, then like at some point we just sort of have to change the definition of Russian, right?
Look, if you follow Christ and you don't follow his
I've done a lot of
not
drugs,
really a Christian.
So like,
no matter how much you preach in
me.
Church or whatever, you're not the real deal unless you really practice it, you know?
And Russian?
No, Christianity.
Is that on Duolingo?
Evangelicals to me are not real Christians.
I don't want to apple cart here, but most Russians are Orthodox, not standard Christian.
All right, I don't know. I was just using that as an example, but it was a poor,
Eastern Orthodox,
a poor
right?
example. You're being tangential.
Damn. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Oh, look at the brick brain on Nick.
That was beautiful, man.
Nick used the word of the day.
I feel so smart.
S-M-R-T.
Do you want to sign off and we'll play this last song, Roy?
Sure. For Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Cadillac Kim, Dogwater Dick, and all of the interns.
Did anyone have anything coming up this weekend we should talk about first?
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
He stepped on it.
I didn't mean to
ruin
some, it.
I got some dumbass band coming in here over the weekend.
What dumbass band is that?
I can neither confirm.
Is that One Tenderly?
Yeah.
Face.
Oh, that is that song.
Man, it's been a fucking week. Nick really couldn't remember. He's racking his brains here.
Wow.
No. I've got a preliminary critique on a magazine cover and a couple of fetish flyers that I've got to work on coming up.
Okay.
Nice.
What you got,
That
Eric?
Sounds fun.
Cleaning my house. That's not so fun. No, sorry. No, I'm sorry. I just brought that down.
Okay. Woo! Fun.
Yeah.
So, hey, and on that note, just before you do the sign out, we just like to say, you know, we are a positive band and we'll be ending it with no future.
What are you doing this weekend, Kim?
Wait. Full blown or just positive?
Oh, no. I don't even know if we've registered yet for the draft.
Son, there ain't no draft no more. There was one.
Well, then why did they have me bend over? Never mind.
What are you doing this weekend, Kim?
Well, God, this weekend. You mean this week? You mean every single night of my life?
Oh,
well,
rock and roll
comes out on Thursday.
That was Stripes.
I just want a night at home. I'm so tired. No, okay. So unfortunately, this show is not going to come out before I can plug this Jeremy Enoch show. In my buddy Tim's living room, which is going to be amazing. He's the lead guitar and singer from Sunny D Real Estate. You guys can make fun of me all you want.
We did mention that last week, though.
Did we mention it?
We did. It was on last week's show.
But it's going to be fucking awesome. There's just a lot of weird shit happening in Reno all the time. Get Bent is playing again this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Kaiser Soze is playing at the Peppermill Terrace Lounge.
That's right.
For all weekends. That'll
that's
be kind
some
of
old school stuff right
yeah,
there.
I know.
That's some
Kaiser's
good
back.
There's some raves. There's a dance party for Planned
Parenthood.
We need to get
Grayson the Gatsby's back.
Might see some naked college chicks.
Yeah.
I mean, she's in college, but that's beside the point.
Yeah, lots of art gallery openings and stuff, and I will list all of that. And then Reno We Have a Problem is playing Saturday night at Davidson's.
Fuck ooh, yeah.
If we want to get away from,
you know,
the onesie crawl, which I do.
I never seem to make it out to their shows anymore because I know that if I do, I'll be a casualty. But
yeah.
Some about them. You just want to party till you
love
puke.
Their shows.
Goddamn right. Yeah.
Guttermouth is playing at Shays on Monday.
Oh, and hey, congrats to Big Chris Hart getting back in the radio game.
Fucking A, right? Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on. I didn't know that.
And then this one band you probably never heard of, One Tenderly, is playing.
Oh, yeah.
She is on Wednesday night.
I've heard something about them.
Literally next week. This is our only chance to promote it.
That's true.
I'm pretty sure I'm cleaning the house that day.
So, guys, if the podcast next week is late, it's your fault. If I get a Thursday afternoon, it's your fault.
Is that Mary Anarchy next weekend?
Might be like,
no.
Mary Anarchy will be the 8th and 9th of December.
That's 3 weeks away.
Yeah,
you know I'm bad with time.
And the Adorables will be playing at 5 o'clock on day one, Friday.
Followed by Princess Bombs.
Followed by P-Bombs, yes.
Fuck yeah.
That's right.
Rad.
So come early for the best acts. And then Fade Awaits will be part, the third act in that section.
Fading into
they're playing right before Swigs, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
Sweet. Yeah, and then the lineup, I mean, the whole lineup that day is just phenomenal, I think. From Adorables all the way to Schizopolitans, awesome day.
Oh, man.
Same as Saturday. Saturday's pretty cool. Awesome, too.
I'm looking forward to it.
Anyway, the
much.
Schedule's on Mary Anarchy
you
page.
You should drop acid
if you want to look at it.
Yeah, Nick.
You have to drop acid like 4:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, Nick, drop acid.
That's when you do it.
At day one yeah. of your 2-day festival that you organize. That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, Roxy.
Damn, Nick, that's fucked up.
I know.
Wait, that's like legal now, right?
No.
No.
No, weed's legal, sir.
Should we cut that out?
Roxy Colley is on it 7:45, I think. And if I was on acid, it wouldn't work.
I'm just going to say the word allegedly repeatedly. I don't know. It'll just stick to something.
Drop
So, if I may, for Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Cadillac, Kim, Dogwater, Dick, and all of the interns here at the Dogwater Studios, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd wishing you a very good night, ladies, because life is short and I love you.
The worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass. 2, 3, 4. It's hard to believe that there ain't any more. You're ash to ash, you're dust to dust. You wanna know why I live like there's no future? I wake up one day, it'll all be gone. It's all gone. Live life like there's no future. Live like there's no future tonight. Where did you come from and where have you been? You're playing a game you can never win. You won't win. You wanna know why I live like there's no future. Wake up one day, it'll all be gone. It's all gone. Live life like there's no future. Live like there's no future tonight. Live life like there's no future. Live like there's no future tonight.